Hello, I'm Annalisa Van Hook. Welcome to the Science Translational Medicine podcast for July 2nd, 2014. In this show, I'll be speaking with Dr. Jeff Harris and Dr. Lauren Wu from Genentech Incorporated. Their new study shows that the drug quilizumab reduced allergen-induced asthmatic airway responses in mild asthmatics. IgE is an antibody that's highly abundant in serum from patients with allergic rhinitis or allergic asthma. IgE is secreted into serum by plasma cells, but it's also present in the membrane on the surface of some B cells and plasma cells. Reducing IgE levels has been shown to treat symptoms of allergic asthma, and early animal studies have suggested that using an antibody to target the membrane form of IgE may both decrease the levels of circulating IgE and prevent IgE production. Genentech has developed an antibody called quilizumab that specifically targets IgE in the membrane. Here now are Dr. Harris and Dr. Wu on the line to tell us more. Hello, Dr. Wu. Dr. Harris?
Hello.
Hello.
My first question is for you, Jeff. What exactly is allergic asthma, and how is IgE involved?
Allergic asthma is an inflammatory disorder of the airways that results from an initial contact with allergens such as dust mite, pet dander, pollen, and it's followed by the development of an allergic hypersensitivity to the allergen, which is mediated to a large extent by immunoglobulin type E, which is also known as IgE antibody. And IgE antibody is produced by plasma cells, which are derived from IgE-switched B cells. And the secreted IgE that's found in the serum and also in the tissues, where it's bound to IgE receptors on the surface of effector cells like mast cells and basophils. And when allergic asthmatics inhale allergens to which they're sensitive, these allergens specifically bind to the IgE molecules. And if the allergens bind to the IgE on the surface of mast cells and basophils, the allergen binding can cross-link the receptors and activate the cells to release mediators such as histamine, prostaglandins, and chemokines. And it's these allergic mediators that trigger bronchospasms or contractions of the airways. And these contractions are associated with the onset or worsening of the characteristic asthma symptoms, so wheezing, shortness of breath, chest tightening, and coughing. And if the bronchospasm is really severe and prolonged, it can manifest as an attack or an exacerbation that requires an intervention with acute bronchodilator treatments or hospitalization to help open up the airways again so the person can breathe.
Why are improvements needed to current treatments?
Most people with allergic asthma are actually pretty well treated using existing inhaler medications. So the short-acting bronchodilators and even the longer-acting medications like some of the long-acting bronchodilators or inhaled corticosteroids, most of the severely affected patients eventually may not respond to these standard treatments, and even with regular daily use of steroids. And it's this group of severe refractory asthma patients that the therapies are desperately needed for. And there is one injectable biologic treatment currently available for these types of patients, and this antibody is called omalizumab. It's marketed in the U.S. as Xolair by our company, and it works by directly sequestering the secreted form of IgE in the serum to prevent it from binding to those mast cells and basophils we talked about earlier, and thus it reduces severe asthma attacks in these previously refractory patients. However, Xolair does have limitations in dosing, and it still leaves many patients without other options. And so we and other companies have been developing new strategies to treat more of the patients more effectively and conveniently and in a more targeted manner where you attempt to identify up front who are the patients most likely to benefit before they take the drug.
So, Lauren, you led the team that developed this antibody. What exactly does your new antibody do?
Our new therapeutic antibody is called quilizumab, and it works by inhibiting the production of new IgE antibodies. Quilizumab specifically targets the membrane form of IgE, which is found only on the surface of IgE-switched B cells and IgE plasma cells. Quilizumab binds to an extracellular domain in the membrane form of IgE that's not present in secreted Ig in the serum, and this domain is known as M1 prime. Quilizumab has been specifically engineered to kill the Ig switch B cells and plasma cells that express the M1 prime sequence by apoptotic and antibody-dependent cell-mediated cytotoxicity mechanisms. So by preventing the production of new IgE antibodies, quilizumab will reduce IgE antibodies in the serum and the ability of IgE antibodies to sensitize mast cells and basophils. So in essence, quilizumab works upstream of omalizumab by targeting IgE production instead of neutralizing IgE that's already been formed by plasma cells.
Jeff, you led the clinical trials on this antibody. How did you test it in humans?
The activity of quilizumab was investigated in several key clinical studies. We conducted two phase 1 safety studies in healthy individuals, some of whom had allergic rhinitis or hay fever, and we were able to see even then that the IgE levels in the blood went down as we predicted they should in allergic individuals. But then we conducted the phase 2A trial that we called Solario, which is a whole lung allergen challenge study that evaluated the activity and safety of quilizumab in actual patients that have mild atopic or allergic asthma. And those are the results that are in the paper, actually.
Did the antibody prevent or alleviate allergic symptoms in that second group of patients?
So we did not assess quilizumab's effect on allergic symptoms per se, but rather its physiologic activity on lung function, as well as biomarkers of its activity. So what I mean is the allergen challenge study showed us that quilizumab not only reduces IgE in the serum, but that it could also prevent the production of new allergen-specific IgE within 4 weeks of a single dose. And interestingly, this reduction in IgE in the blood was sustained for at least 6 months after the last dose of quilizumab and suggested it may have a long-lasting effect on IgE production. And then the treatment also resulted in reductions in eosinophil counts in the blood as well as in airway samples. And furthermore, the patients treated with quilizumab showed clear improvements in the physiologic responses to the challenge. In other words, the early and the late phase allergic responses following inhaling these allergens in the challenge study compared to the patients that received placebo.
Based on your findings, what's the next step for moving quilizumab into the clinic?
The next step is to evaluate the effect of quilizumab on asthma symptoms and exacerbation events in those more severe refractory patients who have moderate to severe allergic asthma that remains uncontrolled despite adhering to standard of care treatments. And that trial is already underway, and we're still waiting to find out the results.
Thanks for speaking with me, and congratulations on a really exciting paper.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
That was Jeff Harris and Lauren Wu from Genentech in South San Francisco. Check out their Science Translational Medicine paper online by going to our website at stm.sciencemag.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook. Thanks for listening. This podcast is a production of Science Translational Medicine and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, working together to advance science and serve society.